The Gemara said, Sholchu Leila Mar Ukfa. We just need the first words of this Gemara. They sent Mar Ukfa from Eretz Yisrael the following telegram. L'dezivle kebarbasya. The person whose face shines like barbasya. Moshe Rabbein, Shlom, Shalom Aleichem. And then some faplontedig message, Benegeya, two brothers that were apparently killing each other. Either way. Rashi says as follows. Rashi says that what's the background to the idea that Mar Ukfa was referred to as the person whose face shone like Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rashi says, Matsasi b'sefer Agada. I found in Sefer Agada, Shehoya Mar Ukfa Bal Tshuva. That Mar Ukfa was a Bal Tshuva. Shenosan eina b'isha achas, v'helo li b'itin of anafa b'chayli. That Mar Ukfa was nosan eina, he saw a certain woman, and he literally wanted to marry that woman, he couldn't. And as a result, he became sick. That's why he couldn't marry her. This woman needed to borrow money from Mar Ukfa. And because of the fact that she had to come out to Mar Ukfa, so she was nisratzis to do an aveiru with Mar Ukfa. But Mar Ukfa was able to overcome his yetzahara. Upatra l'shalayim, and he sent her away. Vinisrapa, and he had a refuah. When Mar Ukfa would walk in the street, a ner would shine on top of his head. This ner came from Shemayim. And it was for this reason that Korilei Rav Nosson Tzitzisa, he was referred to as Rav Nosson Tzitzisa. But either way, this is what it means. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know his face shone. That's a pasuk in the Torah. And Mar Ukva's face also shone. What's the rest of the story? Why did his face shine? It's because he was a Baal Tshuva. It's because of this Matzasi B'Sefer Agada that Rashi quotes here, the very, very end of Perek Zeh Bayer. Now, Rashi quoted a Gemara, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Vav Amebeis, the Gemara that refers to Mar Ukfa as Rav Nosson Tzitzisa. So if you look at that Gemara, it's in the end of Perek Bamebehem. It's also the last Gemara of a classic, Shebe classic Perek. And the Gemara there is discussing all the Kala Oimer Chata in the Yalatayas. Kalaimer Ruvain, David, Shloim, etc., etc. So the Gemara said, Amar Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rab Yonason, Kala Oimer Yoshio Chata. Now the pasuk says regarding Yoshio that he was about tshuva, and no one had ever done tshuva like him. Sounds like he must have sinned. Stating that Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonasan, anyone that says that Yoshio was chata, eino yalotaya. Zokti Gemara, I'm skipping all the way to the end of the parak. Upliga the Rav, this is not like Rav. The Amar Rav, Rav said ein lo chagado bebal tshuva, yoisim Yoshio b'dayrei ve'echa b'dayreinu. The greatest bal tshuva of all time, right? Never see that ranking. Who is the greatest Baal Tshuva? It's Yoshio and one person in Unzer Adar. You might say, oh man, oh wow, someone in our Adar. Who's the contemporary in our Adar that's such a great Baal Tshuva? So the Gemara says, Abba Avud, Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba. Some say it was Acha Achud, the Abba Avud, Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba. Some say it was Rabbi Yosef. Tachlis, man, who was it? Zok the Gemara, Ukfun Bar Nechemya Reish Kalusa. It was the Reish Kalusa Ukfun Bar Nechemya, more popularly known as Mar Ukfa. V'hainu nosen de tzutzisa. And he is nosen de tzutzisa. So this is what Rashi is referring to. That Mar Ukfa is nosen de tzutzisa. And it's based on this Maisa Shaya where he had a tremendous taiva to do an Avera with an Eishas Ish. And the Eishas Ish noch had a command to him because he was very wealthy. And he was able to overcome his Yetzahar. And Ner was Doilek Arosha. And he goes down as nosen de tzutzisa. Now if you look at the Rishayim, starting with Rashi and Tosfos here in Shabbos and Vav Amebeis, and you make your way to the Aruch, and you look around a little bit. You spend some time being Mayim the Rishonim. All the Rishonim are a little bit unsure why Mar Ukfa would be referred to as Nosen de Tzutzisa. It just sounds a little bit interesting. In fact, no one's even sure what the word Tzutzisa means. Like, what is the word Tzutzisa? I am the Rishonim. But Rav Reuven Margolis, Kedarka Bakoydish said, that Veli Nira, I think that the reason he was referred to as Nosen de Tzutzisa is maybe based on a Gemara in Mesechtes Menachis Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. So the Gemara over there was talking about the Koyach of Tzitzis, and the Gemara says Tanya Amar Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson said, "Ein lecha kol mitzvah kalish eksuva b'atayra she'ein matan schara ba'olam hazeh ul olam ha'. Anytime a person does a mitzvah, even if he does a mitzvah kala, you're going to be rewarded. And the Gemara goes on and tells a story. Tseu lemad mi mitzvah tzitzis. Go learn from the mitzvah of tzitzis. Maisa, there was a story with a person. Shal yazar be mitzvah tzitzis. This person was very nizer in mitzvah tzitzis. And Shammai, he heard sheyesh zoyne bekraki ayam. He heard that there was a certain zoyne bekraki ayam. Shenoiteles arba meyoy zuhuven beschara. Either way, this person had a taiva and he sent for the zoyne. And the Gemara goes on and tells a long story how the zoyne comes and arrives at this person. He was sitting on top of seven couches, and when she came, so she starts coming up these couches, and he takes off his tzitzis, and as he takes, because he was very nizer in tzitzis, he's wearing tzitzis, right? And as he takes off his tzitzis, they were tafchuloi alpanov, they hit him in his face, nishmat, and he fell for yoshavle al gabi karka. And she also fell, and as soon as he fell, he chapped that the tzitzis were trying to save him, and he decided, I'm not doing this avera. I'm done. This is not an avera that I'm willing to do. Either way, she was so impressed that she decided that she wants to be megayer, and she goes to Rav Chiya in the Beis Medrash, and she ends up marrying this man. Says, Rabbi Rufa Margolis, I saw all the pshatim in the Rishonim, but I'm going to tell you my hergish. Lulei de mistafina amina, that maybe the reason Mar Ukva is referred to as Rav Nosson Ditzutzisa is because who's the Bala Memra? Who's the one who told this story? Was Rav Nosson. Tanya Omer Rav Nosson. Tseyu Laman. Rav Nosson is the Masa Tzayla here. He's the one that told us this story, right? This story came from Rav Nosson. And what was the story about? About a person that had a taiva, and he had an opportunity, and he was koivish as the Yetzer Hara. What saved him? It was the tzitzis. That's why he's called Nosson the Tzitzis. His name is Ukva. How did he become Nosson the Tzitzis? He's just pasha to me, because there was a Messiah on that Maisa. And Vahainu, that's why he goes down as Nosson the Tzitzis. But the Emes is like this. This is just where the shtickl starts. Said Rabbi Margolis. Rashi says, Matzasi Medrash Agada. I found it out. Medrash Agada that tells the story of Mar Ukva. And really, the background of why he would be referred to as Nosson Tzitzis. Now, this Medrash is a Medrash that we have. Very hard to find, but it's a Medrash that we have. And it's actually from a Sefer called Chibur Yofe Mahayeshua. Now, there's actually another name to this Sefer. It's called Sefer HaMaisios. This Sefer was written by Rabbeinu Nissen ben Rabbi Yaakov Goyen. So it's actually interesting because the other day we quoted Rabbeinu Yaakov Goyen. He's the Shoyal in the second Igeris to Rav Shira Goyen. We said at the time he was the father of Rav Nissen Goyen. So this Sefer was actually written by Rav Nissen Goyen. The Sefer was written initially in Arabic. It was translated into Lashon HaKodesh. And the edition, it's Nachi's edition, that I'm reading from is Mosada Rav Kook, it's Tofshin Yud Dalet. But either way, if you have that edition, or if you can find it, page Ayin Gimel, it's Perik Esrim V'Shiva, and the name of the Perik is Nosson Ditzutzisa. And it's this Agada that Rashi had access to, and it's this Agada that Rashi was quoting from. So I think it's Kedai, it's two pages to go through the story innovating. Because it's fascinating. Mesuper. This is Rabbeinu Nissen talking. Incidentally, if you look at the Akdama to the Sefer, so Rab Nissen Goyen writes, he himself wrote the Akdama, and he said that the reason I'm writing the Sefer is because he had a friend that lost a child. And this friend needed chizek. He was going through a very, very difficult time, and he asks his chaver, who's his great Goyen, literally, if he can please write a Sefer with stories of chizek. He's looking for chizek. He poshed and needed chizek in life. So he wrote almost like an Ein Yaakov. It's stories. In one of the versions, the story, this Sefer was referred to as Sefer HaMaisiyos. Literally. Yofa Me HaYeshua, right? It's coming to bring Yeshua. And he writes, I'm doing this for my friend who needs a Yeshua. And the ikur was to give him chizek for his loss. But Bederech Agav, he gives chizek to different people that are struggling with different things. Either way. Mesuper, there's a story. Shehoye Pam Ech. Adam, Ushmoy Nosson Ditzutzisa. There was once a person whose name was Nosson Ditzutzisa. Vaya Asham Muflik. And this person was extremely wealthy. Vaya Misabel Ishtay Shal Oni Echad, Shahise Mitsuyenes Biyafia Ubechina. And he had a taiva for a certain Isha who was married. She was the wife of an Aram man, and she was extraordinarily beautiful. Chamad Oisa Achachola Bemachla Kasha. And he had such a chemda that he mamish became sick. Amro Roif, and the doctor said, Lo Yurapa Mi Machlosoi, Elim King Tishkav Etzloi Bekir. us basar. So they went and they asked the Chachamim, Amru Chachamim, Yomus Lo Yehi Kizois. It's Yehorim Val Yav. Amru Roifim, the Roifim said, V'lu Titaberimah Me'achari Aparget. It could be, even if she talks to him, Me'achari Aparget, even that would be enough. By the way, this brings to mind a Gemara in Mesechtes Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Hey Ayin Sham. Amru Chachamim, the Chachamim said, Lo Yomus Lo Yehi Kizois. You can't do it. Either way, Nimshcha Machlasai. This person, his Machla got worse and worse and worse. Either way, Ulabai Lahoy Chavis Ram. This woman, her husband had a lot of chayvus. Shebaleim tavu oisam imenu, and he owed a lot of money to a lot of dangerous people. Either way, v'loyhoye itoy dover kedei l'shalim, and he had no ability to pay. Chavshu bebeis hasayir. They took this man and they put him into a beis hasayir. V'ishtei hoisna arba balayla v'tav. And this woman, now she didn't even have a husband, so she would stay up late at night and she would sew. Ubebayka hoisay yoytzes umaycheres esamatva. And in the morning she would go and she would sell what it was that she sold during the night. Koin the lechem b'shviloy. She would buy bread for herself and for her husband. And she would bring the bed to the Beis HaAsurim. In the meantime, he was there for a long time, and the situation was getting worse and worse. One day, he turns to his wife, and he says, Ishti, haloi teidi, you know, if someone saves a nefesh achas, it's if he mamish saved the whole world. I've been here for so long. Do me a favor. Go to Nosin Ditzutzisa. He's a big veer. He has a lot of money. Borrow money from him. He's a big veer. He's a philanthropist. He's about stock. He'll lend you money. And like this, I'll be able to get out of this matzah. So she said, Baili, my husband. You're talking. You know what's going on. Don't you know he's very, very sick? And don't you know that the reason he's very sick is because he has a taiva? And it's for me. And you know how much money he sent for me already? So what do you want me to do? I should go to him now. What do you think he's going to do to me? He's going to end up doing an avera. He says, I see already. This is what she tells him, that you must be in the Beis HaSoyer so long that it's gotten to your head because you're talking shtusim. You know what's going to happen if I go to Nosim Dutzis. I could have gone a long time ago, but there was a reason that I never went in. Either way, Ozva Oysev HaHochavet, she was so fuming by what he had suggested that she left and she went home. In fact, for the next 3 days, she didn't go visit her husband. On the fourth day, Amr, she said, I want to go see if he's alive, or if he's not alive anymore. Holcha, she went. Umatza oisai v'hine kimat karav kitza. He was alive, but he was mamish hanging on for dear life. Ukashra oisa amala. And when he saw her, he told her, Hine Hashem yisali yitva mimeches chatasi. He said, I want you to know Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to pay you. Take revenge for what you just did to me. Sha'at mishtoikek, because I chap what's going on over here. You know what's going on? You're waiting for me to die. V'tinasi l'ployni, because why would you want to be married to me? If you could be married to Nosin Ditzutzisa, you want to marry Nosin Ditzutzisa. Amalei, she said, Baili. He says, I can't believe you're talking to me this way. In fact, Garsheni, give me a get. V'hadicheni, v'al tidrei she'eskakla, I don't have anything to do with you. Amalei, he said, who shall marry to you? I knew, I told you I'm right. Ritzanchali, hinasei loi v'lazei v'oisi k'dei she'amos. Either way, tzako, she started crying. Zorka offer al roishno. She put offer on her head. Va'amra, she said, Adam zeh oyma lechi uzni kedesha tatzileni oisim ibeisa asurim. Either way, he told her, get out. I never want to see your face again. This is how she leaves him. Either way, holcha she goes, and nichnas al beis, she comes back home. V'schila me'ar heres b'metzukas by beis, and she started thinking, she calmed down a little bit, and she said, look at my poor husband, eretshen hazal chashtisim. You know what? The truth is, he is my husband, and I have to help him out a little bit. Gav rachameh olav al kaisa. Kivnas kavanesal Hashem yisbarach, ubiksho mimeno, sheyatzileno, me'achet v'yishmeitz me'aver. She turned to HaKadosh Baruch, she said a tefillah, she said, I'm going to do something I know I shouldn't be doing, but I'm going to do it anyways, and please HaKadosh Baruch Hu save me. V'holcha Nosin Ditzutziso, and this is in bold letters, and she went to Nosin Ditzutziso, Kshro Yisra Avadim, as this woman comes to Nosin Ditzutziso, so all his slaves, his Mesharis, Jesus Christ, and Gevir, they see her come, Mi'arul Adineim, they went to their master, V'amalei, they said, Chana B'Shach, so now we know her name, is Chana, they said, Chana is B'Shach, Amalehem, he said, Im Nochein Hadavar, if this is true, I mean, if you're not lying to me, if you're the Ashachres Kulchem, the Esim Chem Chesed, you're all going to go free, and not just I'm going to give you money also. Either way, Yotzei Eila, Achas HaShivchoy, Shekir, Yisa. One of the Shifchas who knew for sure was her. Yeah, he says, I'm telling you, this is who it is. V'hutala le'ikanes, and they brought her in. Nichnasa v'amdo lefanav. Since she stands in front of Nasan de Tzutzisa. Ukashahirim esayinav, when he lifted his eyes, v'ra oisa, kemat avdu ashtein oisa. He almost chalished. Kam lefanav, he got up. V'amar, and he says, Gvirti, ma'i v'yachol lekan. What are you doing here? Ulai, Bakashalach, maybe you want something? Namala oisa, whatever it is, I'm gonna give it to you. Amra Hain, she says, yeah, I have a bakasha. Amala, Girius Bakashasech. Tell me what it is you want. Amra, she said, Bali Chavush Bishalchaif. My husband is locked up right now, he's incarcerated because he owes people money. Avakesh, my request is Shetitain li bahakofa meya dinar. Could you loan me please 100 dinar? The efta oisa behems like this, I'm gonna be able to redeem it. The tagia lemailo gavoya. Amaisa Kazen, if you do this, I'm telling you, you're gonna get tremendous reward for this. Tziva take of Lahobilufana Sakim Shal Kasef. So Nasan the Tzisa calls his Masharsim and he says, I want you to bring out sacks of money. Vulakachas meam kamashatirts and say 100 dinar, take whatever you want. Whatever it is. Amallah, he said, Loinelamcha Kamani Oyev Oischa. So then he turns and he says, listen, you know, right? You know how much I'm Oyev Oischa. Va'ata hiani li vachieni. So you know what the doctor said I need in order to get better. So no, this is the app. Amra, she said like this. Hine anila fanecha. Says, I have to be honest with you. I'm 100% vulnerable right now. Hine anila fanecha, asebi ketoy beinayich. You could do whatever you want. Ulam, and then she gives him a musa shmuz for the ages. Dalecha, she says, I want you to know. Shalifanecha shal liknois ba'ilam haba. That you have an opportunity right now to be koinoi lomei b'shal achas. Then love, and if you don't take advantage of this opportunity, toiveid gemulech, uscharcha, v'tasreni abayli. The schar that you're going to get for giving me the money, you're going to lose. You know why? Because you're going to make me asr on my husband, because I'm an eshesish. Al toiveid dover gadol b'shal dover katan. Don't lose a dover gadol because of a dover katan. And don't give up on nitzchius because of something that's going to pass. Don't think about the moment. Think about the future. You have no idea what an olam haba you're going to get if you can overcome the yetzer right now. She was referring to some story that right here in the bottom, we don't know what the story is, but there was someone else that was in a situation once and he had charata for the rest of his life because of an avera that he did. He said, this is your moment. All it is a davar mu'ud. So Rabbeinu Nissim continued and told the story. He said, when this man heard what Chana said, all of a sudden he was overcome by a derhoibenkeit. His shreimim was anefesh. Come al raglav, he got up on his feet. His chatei lefnei Hashem yisbarach. V'shal mimenosh yish, he turned to Hashem and he said in erentz to tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't overcome my yetzahar. But if you help me, I'll be able to. Please help me get out of this mess. V'yazoloi bozeh. V'shay yikabalas chuvasoi. V'yichaper et l'chatov. V'yislach lavoy noisav. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the tefillah of Nasan de Tzutzisa, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekabel shavim, the shavar es yitzah, and he broke a fatish if utzasele his yitzahara. Amalah, and when he had the gvura, he turned to Chana and he said, "Lechi b'shalim lebeisech, go back home. Uftiyes baylech b'schum zeh, take the money and redeem your husband. Ad shne Hashem yisbarach yishalchelchem parnas, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends you parnas. Even lav, and if he's never going to send you parnas, at p'turim anachoyv, am moichel b'koyv, you never have to pay it back. Ponsa Chana al bayos, Chana comes, she has all the money, and she goes back to her husband. And she told him the story. But the mice of the husband didn't believe her. He didn't believe that she was in Nichshol Bechet. He thought for sure she did the Avera. And she was hiding it from him. And she was, after all this, the husband didn't want to have anything to do with his wife. But the story's not over. Misaprim, says Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen talking. He says, the story's told. One time, Rabbi Akiva was sitting. And he was looking outside his window. And he sees a person riding on a horse. And he sees a menorah on top of his head. And there's a fire on top of this menorah. It's like the oil of the chama. Karu kama mitamidav. So he called this tamidav, and he asked him, Mize, who is this person? Who is the person riding this horse? Amalei, they said, oh, him, he's the great Sigvir, Nosin de Tzutzisa, the Raya Hazoinois, who we know is involved in Be'amar. He said, Klum Raya Matem Mat. Shemera, do you see the menorah on top of his head? Amar Lo Lav, he says, Rebbe, I don't know what you're talking about. We don't see anything. Amar Lehem Ritzayin Shetivio, he says, Eli, he says, Vice is only I see it. This is some spiritual Indian. He says, call him to me. Have you all the fun of Amar Lo Bini, Ro'isi Shah, Shahalacht. I saw that you were traveling, and there was an Ur God of my Ala Roshcha. Eini Mefakvek Shah, Tom Ibn Eilam Haba. I know what I saw. It's clear to me. Eini Mefakvek. You must be from the Bnei Eilam Haba. Haroy Lescharav, Lugmu Gotel. Avar Ritzayin Ladas. My question is, I know who you are. You don't even have to tell me. I have one question, but. Ma I want to know your story. So he told him. He told him what happened. Rabbi Akiva heard this and he was mamish blown away. He could not believe it. Amalai told him, the reason you're zoicha to this is because of that story that you just, this story with Chana. And he says, can you imagine what's awaiting for you? Then Rabbi Akiva turned to me, he says, listen to me. Kabel mashe aitzlecha. Listen to my eitzah and shev alam dich Torah. Let me teach you Torah. Also came and says, oh, gewaldig. Yeah, Rabbi, it sounds like it was mamash on Amoritz. He said, I want to learn Torah. Yashal of fun of little Moid. So he sat down, nasin to see, and he learned Torah with Rabbi Akiva. Fully overt kufa kitzara, achi egila madrega gevaya b'Torah. And within a short period of time, he was able to reach a tremendous madrega. Well, we know the koyach of the Bali Tshuva, they're able to be makapitzalag voice, right? That's Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, who's ke mayan hamiskab. But either way, in a short period of time, he was able to achieve incredible madrigos. The Hisril Lo Sheves Im Rabbi Akiva B'Madriga Mu'ula. And when Rabbi Akiva would give share, he was mamish sitting next to him because he was the Yoshev Rosh. Either way, Oysa Yoim, one day. So Rabbi Akiva is learning. And Nosin Tzitzis is there. Of our Bailo Shal Chana Al Medrash Rabbi Akiva Zah. The husband of Chana passes the Bismedrash Rabbi Akiva. V'ra es Nosin de Tzitzis Yoshevita B'Madriga. And sees that Nosin de Tzitzis is learning mamish like the Harusa with Rabbi Akiva. Shal the Talmud Echot. B'shal ma zochel amay l'gadol yazo. He says, why is this person sitting next to Rabbi Akiva? I know who he is. What's he doing over here? They told him the story. And when he heard the story, he couldn't believe it. He realized that he had falsely accused his wife. He went back to his wife. And I asked, how did he reach this? And this, said Rav Reuven Margolis, is the rest of the story. This is Rav Nosson de Tzitzisa. Rashi says, I found the Medrash HaGadol Rav Nosson de Tzitzisa. This is the rest of the story. But it ends with a classic Rav Reuven Margolis punchline. He says, but there's one problem with the story. Because from Rashi, it's mashma. And from the Gemara in Shabbos, and Vavam Abez, it's mashma. That who was Nosson de Tzitzisa? Who is he? He's Mar Ukva. The problem is you just read the story from the Goinim. It has to be, this is the story that Rashi is referring to, right? So it comes from the Goinim. And from the Goinim, we know that he lived B'dorishal Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva is one of the Tanoim. And Mar Ukva lives hundreds of years later. So the stories don't add up. It's a Hella. It has no pshat. So how do you give zechen etza? If this is, and this is the story of Nosson de Tzitzisa, right? Game over. Checkmate. How does it stem with, how could Marukva be Nosson de Tzitzisa if Nosson de Tzitzisa becomes a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva? Or Bezok Rabbi Reuven Margolis. Take another look at the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara says, who were the greatest Bali Tshuva of all? It's Yoshio. Yoshio asked the greatest Bali Tshuva. And one person in Unzer Adar said, Rav, who... Rav Zashaskin, Rav didn't say who it is. And all that my Ram said, you know it is. It must be Ukvin Bar Nechem Yeresh Galusa. It must be Barukva. But what's the Lashon of the Gemara? Umanu, it was Ukvan Bar Nechem Yeresh Galusa. Vahainu Nosson de Tzitzisa. Said Rav Reuven Margolis. Vahainu Nosson de Tzitzisa. In which world is that the proper grammar? Vahu Nosson de Tzitzisa. Vahainu Damrenchik. What's Vahainu? Teretz Yosi was not Nosin Ditzutzisa. Nosin Ditzutzisa lived in the times of Rabbi Akiva. Nosin Ditzutzisa is this Maisa Shoya Kachoya that's brought down in the Sefer HaMaisiyos, in the Chibur Yofim HaYeshua for Rabbeinu Nissim and Rabbi Akiv Goyen. Vahainu, he was, so he did something like Nosin Ditzutzisa. Vahainu Nosin Ditzutzisa. You want to know his story? You know, everyone knew the story of Nosin Ditzutzisa. And this is Azazart Maisa. It's like the Maisa of Nosin Ditzutzisa. It's not for who Nosin Ditzutzisa. It's fine. Nothing. It's a pizza. Everything stims. Everything clubs. We had Azahava. I mean, maybe it's Rav Nosin and with the tzitzis. But really, if you know everything, like Rav Reuven Margolis did, if you have that koyach of Sinai. So there's no mokum anymore for shaylas. This is nosin ditzutzisa, and that's the loshin, not v'hu nosin ditzutzisa, but rather v'hainu nosin ditzutzisa.